but your feelings coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze is a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world again, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find.
Such a feeling is coming over me. There's wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky. Got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it is dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear. It's because you are here. You are the nearest thing to heaven that I have seen. I am on the top of the world, looking down on creation. And the only explanation I can find is the love that I have found ever since you have been around. Your love has put me on the top of the world. Everything in the wind has learnt my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the tree and the touch of the breeze, there is a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this tree is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I am on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation that I find is the love that I have found ever since you have been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. So when the soul is in love with the Supreme, when the soul has fallen in love with the Supreme Soul, the love knows no bound. The love is arising every now and then, and there are unusual feelings. And as the poet says, the sky is cloudless, and the sun as if has entered my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it is a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear. It's because you are here, because you are the nearest thing to heaven that I have seen. And that's why I am on the top of the world. So this is an overwhelming feeling that I am at the top of the world. And looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find for such happiness is the love that I have found ever since you have been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. This is one of the beautiful songs. When the song was first sung by Carpenters in 1973, it was the topmost song in the world, and it remained at the top for next 7 years till 1980s. This was sung by Karan and her brother and sisters. They were known as Carpenters. So this expresses the feeling of a soul who has fallen in love with God. And probably the love of God is the highest love that ever can be conjured up. Today's Avyakta Murli. Baba is describing the love. Baba is describing the loveful bond between the father and the son, the father and the children. This is one of the beautiful, most beautiful bonds that ever is possible in the world, where a child is attached to the father and the father is attached to the child, and there is a beautiful exchange of gifts between them. So in today's Avyakta Murli, this was the 2nd of January 1985. 84 was a very, very sorrowful year, having faced the Sikh riots that killed thousands, also the Bhopal gas tragedy that left millions crippled. So after such a sorrowful year, this is the starting of the new year. Also, whenever a new year starts, in the Brahmin family one more thing happens, and that is also the start of the Avyakta month. So two events are there, the starting of the January month and the starting of the new year. So this is the Murli of 2nd of January 1985, and here Baba has received gifts. Which gifts? This gift has got three speciality. This gift has got three speciality, and Baba is thinking that I am the most proud father in the world, because no father in the world can ever get such gifts as I have got. And not only I have got, but I have got from so many children. So on one side is the father who is praising himself, that I am the only one father in the world who gets so many gifts. And also he is praising children. He is saying that not a single child is there in this Brahmin family who has not gifted me. This is his claim. He is claiming that everyone has gifted me. Whether everybody has gifted or not, that's another question. But he is saying that everyone has gifted me, and I am the most proud father in the world, having received so many gifts at one time from all children of the Brahmin family. So this gift has got three speciality. The gift which father has got. The first speciality, this is love-filled gift. This gift is filled with love. Second, this gift is coming from the heart, to the comforter of the heart, Dil Se to Dilaram. This gift is coming from the heart of all the children, and this is going to the comforter of the heart, who is the Dilaram. The third speciality of this gift is unique, Vichitra. As the father is unique, the gift also is unique. So this gift which we have given to the father is filled with love. It's coming from the heart, and it's unique gift. No father can get such unique gift, Baba said. In the world, people give physical gifts. But this is not the physical gift. This is the spiritual gift. This is the invisible gift. This is the alaukik gift. This is the spiritual gift. This is the non-physical gift, which has come to the father. And whenever you receive gifts, what do you do? Suppose there is a birthday and you receive lot many gifts. What you do at the end of the party? When guests have left, you see who has given what. You see which one is the most valuable. You see which is the most costlier one. You see which is the most beautiful one. You see the names. You read the names of the people. Okay, he has given me this. He has given me that. So Baba also is seeing which gift is the most valuable gift that he has received. And he has set some criteria to value the gifts. And his criteria are three: love, relationship, and service. On the basis of these three things, he is assessing the gifts. He is trying to find out who has given me what. And at the end of the Murli, he also said, check yourself. You have to check yourself. And your method has to be correct. So with correct methodology, you check yourself. Then you change yourself. And then you give to the Father. If you see any deficiency, if you see any bottleneck, any gap, fill that and become perfect. Even while talking with teachers, Baba said that teachers means those who are full. Teachers means who are complete. So those who are full, those who are complete, they would be complete in everything, complete in every treasure. It's not that you are complete in one virtue and not other. It's not that you are complete in one virtue and not complete in one power. So you should be complete in everything, every virtue, every power. The word master means, from yesterday's blessing, what is the meaning of the word master? Yesterday's blessing, Dheeraj bhai, master means those who do trial. What trial? At any moment you invoke any power, that power should come in front of you. That is known as being a master. Any power you invoke and the power should come to you. So teacher means who are full, teachers means who are complete, teachers means who do not lack any of the virtue or any of the power. So here Baba is seeing these three things: how much love that you have, how is your relationship with the Father, and how is the service that you are doing. In love, he has seen three things. In relationships, he has seen three things. And in service, he has seen four things. What are the three things in love? Even before that, he has said few more things. How is your love? Let's focus on this. How is my love for God? How is my love for God? Three things Baba has said. First of all, is this love from the heart? Or is this love because of some need? Because of some selfish motive? How is the love? Is it based on time? Is it based on some need? Or it is some selfish motive? How is the love? Samay safal avashyakta or matlab. These are the three things Baba said. How is this love? Find out your love. See your heart. Check your own heart. How is this love? The love that I have for Father, is it from the heart or is it just for the sake of some need, some selfish motive, some selfish benefit, some vested interest? Or it is because of some time? Is it like that? The second is about time. Is it all the time? Or it's only at some time? Only in the time of need. In Bhagavad Gita, it said that God says, I have four type of devotees. The first devotee come to me every day, but he asks me all the worldly things. Give me wealth, give me happiness, give me this, give me that. Give me wife, give me house, give me property, give me land. That is the first type of devotee. The second type of devotee is the one who comes only in the time of need, who doesn't come every day, who comes only at the time of need. The third type of devotee are curious, inquisitive. They want to know what is God. They want to know what is religion. Atato brahma jidnyasa. They have jidnyasa. They have curiosity. They have inquisitiveness. They are intrigued to know the things. And the fourth type of devotees are jnani. And God says, the fourth one I love the most. Here also Baba said, there are these souls who love me, but they love me only when they are in trouble. Otherwise they don't love. They don't remember me otherwise. They remember me too much. Only when there is an organization of some bhatti. Otherwise they are oblivious. Otherwise they are forgetful. Only when they are in Madhuban, they become perfect yogis. The moment they go in the world, they are bogies. They lose me. They forget me. But whatever, they come to me. Still they are my children. So this is the first thing Baba said about love. So the first point in love is the love based on heart? It's coming from the heart, or it's on the time or some need or some selfish motive? Or second point is it all the time or only few times? And the third thing is, it's only for show off or it is real, true, jiggery? What is it? It's just for the sake of pleasing the Father, or it is coming from the heart? So Baba has checked the love, and there is a use of two beautiful words in today's Murli regarding love. Baba said, this is the sky of unlimited love, and this is the ocean of unlimited experiences. Those who have attuned, those who have such undivided love. So those who have such undivided love for the Father, this is their world. And they will never get attracted to any person. They will never get attracted to any property. They will never get attracted to anything of this world. Because their world is Father. And the world means all relations come in the world, and in the world means all property, all attainments, all things. So the ocean is of experience and the sky is of love. It's an unlimited sky and it's an unlimited ocean of experience. So Baba is checking, how is my love? And Baba said, check yourself and fill the gap. If you feel that this love is not complete, this love is not full, this love is lacking somewhere, how should be our love for the God? Our love should be undivided. Our love should be all the time. And our love should be coming from the heart. It should be not for any selfish interest. We are not loving Baba. Even because He is giving us the kingdom of heaven, it's not even for that. If He tomorrow says, no, I'm not going to establish heaven, then what do you do? This was just imaginary thing that I told you. There was never such a world as heaven. It's always like the world it is now. Then you will, what you will do? So our love is selfless. Our love doesn't depend on anything outside. Our love is not based on any temptation. This is the outflowing of the pure heart. This is the outflowing of the love. It is the nature of the soul to love the Supreme Soul. The soul is not loving the Supreme Soul because the Supreme Soul is giving something. The soul loves God for the sake of love. It is a love for the sake of the love. It's this love that wants nothing in return. It's the love that doesn't want anything in return. It's the love that doesn't beseech. It's the love that doesn't plead. It's the love that doesn't beg. It's the love that gives. We are loving Him not because we receive something from Him. We love Him because we want to give something to Him. Is not that the greater love? How selfish is the love? If I say I love you because you love me. I love you not because it has nothing to do whether you love or not. My love is love. It is a love divine. It is a love supreme. So our love for Baba is not based on any temptation. It's not because He is giving any such. He is giving everything, that is another thing. Once Brahma Baba and all the dadis were sitting and Baba said, will you jump into well if father tells you? Baba said, will you jump into well straight away, right away? If I tell you, go and jump into well. Some children, they raised their hands, some did not. And then Baba only said, will father ever say this to children? In military there is a rule, there is not to reason why, there is what to do and die. Don't ask, just die. Right turn means right turn, about turns means about turn, left turn means left turn. Don't ask why, when, how, where. That is the love. That is the love divine. That is the sign of love. The love wants to give. Love doesn't want to take. Love is not a beggar. Love doesn't want anything in return. So first is love. That Baba checked. The second is relationships. Three things in relationships. All relationships, or sometimes you have that chart search. We had a chart of 108 relationships with Baba. So all relationships or only one relationship? If suppose you have not, you have made Him your father, Sadguru, and you have made Him teacher, but you have not made Him your grandson. So your grandson will pull you. Even if one relationship is missing, that one relationship will pull you. So relationships means all relationships. The second is time, percentage. Is it 100%, 50%? Is it laukik or alaukik? This is a very difficult chart. How to gauge whether our relationship is 50%, 100%, 80%, 90%? Baba said, check this. And the third thing is all the time. Ruhani ras. Do you experience the sweetness of father's relationship all the time or only sometimes? So it's the time, it's the quality, and it is the whether all or one is missing. So have all relationships with Him. And what are our relationships with father? We have basically one relationship with Him, which is He is the father. Then three important relationships. He is the guru, preceptor, He is the teacher, and He is the father. Then we have five important relationships with Him. He is the mother, He is the friend. Then we have eight important relationships with Him. He is the husband, He is the friend, and He is the child. Now we have 108 relationships with Him. Got it or not? Lost it. Okay. What are the relationships we enjoy with Him? He is our driver. Forget the medical field, because medical field is vast. We'll come to that later on. First, He is the driver. He is the driver. He is the bodyguard. He is the pilot. He is the maid. He is the magician. He is the heaven maker. He is the laundryman. He is the boatman. He is the magician. He is the goldsmith. He is the silversmith. He is the beautician. He is the architect. He is the alchemist. He is the, go on, child. He is the counselor. He is the valentine. He is the beloved. He is the husband. He is the bridegroom. He is the gardener. He is the caretaker. He is the friend. And in the medical field, whatever specialties are there, he is that. He is the surgeon, he is the physician, he is the nutritionist, he is the pathologist, he is the microbiologist, he is the magnetotherapist, he is the radiologist, he is the orthopedician, he is the ENT surgeon, he is the neurologist, he is the cardiologist, he is the transplant surgeon. Also the transplant physician who looks care because he transplants your heart. He is the orthopedician, he repairs the broken emotional fractures, your broken ribs. People, they broke. He is the psychiatrist, he is the psychologist, he is the clinical psychologist, he is the scientist. So in medical, he is everything. He is the intensive care specialist, he is the intensivist. Because when the soul is critically ill on ventilator, saturation is dropping. Superadded infection, septic shock. So here is the spiritual shock. So he puts you on inotropes and he puts you on ventilator. And he revives you when there is a spiritual cardiac arrest. So he is an intensivist as well. So in medical profession, everything what is there, he is he. What else? What are our relationships with him? He is my gardener. He is a social worker. Baba says, you are the social worker. Okay, but he is also a social worker. What is my relationship? What is he? My guard. He is the guard. He is the bodyguard. He is the tutor. He is the coach. He is the lawyer. He is the judge. He is the supreme judge. Supreme abdicator. Who is the supreme justice? He is the spiritual counselor. He is the soul mechanic. He is the soul mechanic. He is the financial consultant. Who teaches me how to manage my finances. He is the soul engineer. He is the companion. He is the Santa Claus. He is the Yogacharya. He is the entertainer. He is the divine storyteller. He is the architect. He is the alchemist. He is the child. He is the hero. He is my hero. That's good. He is the hero of my life. He is my master. He is the done. He is the photographer. That's good. He is the photographer. He is the record keeper. He is the record keeper. He is the king maker. He is the divine listener. He is the only one who listens to me. I keep on telling him my life story every now and then, and he listens. Now go to any friend and tell him your story. Twice, thrice he will run away. He doesn't want to listen to, he will say he has come again to narrate his whole Ramayana again. I don't want. But you keep on narrating him, every Amrit Vela you narrate him your life story. This happened, that happened, and this happened, and that. He is the divine listener. So have all relationships with him, have 100% relationships with him, and have relationships all the time. So three things in relationships. Now four things in service. First, tan, man, dhan, man, vachan, karma. With your, it's not six, it is five. Because mind is in both. So Baba said, the account of these six things or five things. Accumulate the account first. Increase the account. The second is, as much as possible, all these three things you do service. With your body, with your mind, with your wealth, with your speech and with your action. So there are five things. So with all these five things, as much as possible do service. The fourth is, use all the treasures. The third is, all the treasures. You have the treasure of knowledge, you have the treasure of sankalp shakti, you have the treasure of happiness, you have the treasure of purity, you have the treasure of time. All the treasures, use all the treasures for doing service. So means, selfless service. And the fourth again has got three things. Fourth, means when is my mood, then I am doing service. Baba said this should not, your service should not be mood oriented. I am feeling like to do service, so my mood is there, then I am doing service. Then second, you are the flowing Ganges. You are not the a pond or lake which is stagnant at one place. You are not a stagnant pond, but you are the flowing Ganges. So your service should be like this. And the third thing, is it a duty or is it I'm? It's coming from the heart. It's my duty. 5 o'clock finished. I'm going home. Bye. And the service is still pending. Does a mother say like that? Her child is sick, running temperature, and the mother has stayed awake whole night. And the morning she says, "My duty is over. I'm now going over." She tells her husband, "Now you take over." Though today's mother might say, but mother usually will not say that, that my duty is over. So Baba says, you should do duty from the heart, not as a duty, but from your heart. So there are three things in love, and there are three things in relationships, and there are four things in service. So this is what gift we have to go to give to the Father and give him full gift. And Baba wants such gift, and Baba wants valuable gifts, because Baba sees who has given me the most. So this is in short. Time is less. Murli is big. We have other things to do. So after having got such love of Baba, where are we? On the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I have found ever since. You have in our, your love put me at the top of the world. Om Shanti.
A dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. You've been around, you're the